Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. This is the conclusion to episode 158. This is part two, Times of Fearing and Doubting. Today is Sunday, August 1st, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos. I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikro Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also shop at Pastor Paul's Mall online. Be sure to check out vonsgrocery.com. You can also join our online community, and up at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, Twitter, the podcast, Life Vantage, and YouTube. So be sure to check out the online community at pastorpaul.org. You can email me, Janine, at pastorpaul.org. And at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find show notes with scripture links. So be sure to check those out and join us every week for part one on Friday, and part two of Pastor Paul's messages, the conclusion, is on Sunday. This month, the month of July, the lineup is the following: Proud Self, Asking Evil Questions, Great Form But No Power, Are You a Believer in Seasons, So Weeping, Reap Rejoicing, Times of Fearing and Doubting. There you have it, the month of July. Hope you have a great summer. Be sure to join us every week here on Friday and Sunday for Pastor Paul's podcast. God bless you.
Are you ready to throw in the towel? Are you ready to take your hat out of the ring? Cool. Okay. I'm throwing in the towel. Didn't work out. Hey, a lot of things worked out. And a person asked me not too long ago, well, where is the reward? Is this my reward? I said, nobody can take your rewards from you. They're already stored up in heaven. Do you think you have them with you? You think I got a great big gunny sack for everybody to see? So you can spread them out on the table? Here's my rewards. Battle of so-and-so. Here's my medals. Battle of Oliver Avenue, Noble Avenue down there, and Hennepin Avenue down there, Skid Row, and so on like that, Franklin Avenue. These are my hash marks and so on. Like, huh? No, your rewards are in heaven. Well, I'd like to have them down here so people could see them. I could, you know, just have a show, like an art show, you know, and you could hang them on the wall and everybody could see them, you know. Maybe someone would buy what I did. Do you buy that? No, God doesn't buy that. No, your rewards are in heaven, and they'll never be taken away from you. Every good thing you do is put there, and every good and beautiful thing you do, when God is moving it, motivating it, it's up there. So you don't carry them around with you. Can you imagine carrying around? Say the person does good things. Wouldn't you be proud? Oh, look at my sack. Look at my bag. Huh? Look what I've done. And that's just about the time God flattens you out and puts you back on page one. In the beginning. Oh, no. Lord, I'll look so funny sitting in that little desk. I'll go to get up and I'll be wearing a thing. I'm too big for it. That's the way it goes. And it seems like the trials are bigger and bigger and bigger while you're a bigger boy now. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? You that are ready to throw in the towel. Oh, so many times. There's so many towels, there's a mountain of towels, you know what I mean? What's that laundry service? Name one. American Linen, yeah. American Linen, they drive up with their trucks, see? Well, a lot of business from that church. Oh, that's the crying towels over there. The Christians. Great big. They're worse than the bar towels down there. They can't. They wipe. They're more tearful than all the beer that's spilt all over. They threw in the towel. American Linen. I'm throwing my head in too. Well, it's awful. I thought it was going to be great. I went to the higher school of learning. I learned all about faith. I read every pamphlet and every book there ever was made. God, I thought I had it down. Down, do you hear? I quoted every scripture. I stood on the word. I did everything. And look at me. Hatless and towelless. Okay. But you are doubting. And to you I shall ask the same question, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? I believe firstly in the temporal circumstances. God has not made us for a smooth path to heaven. No, you're not wearing bedroom slippers. You got on the full armor of God. You're not like this guy of the years ago that was singing through the tubes with the long hair. You know, what was his name? I forget. But you're not like that. No, you got on the full armor, and you got on this helmet, and your sweat's coming down. You got a sword, the word in your hand, and you got on these great big clodhoppers, and you got on these knee pads. And you're just walking down the road with all this. Okay? And you're not going out there with slippers on. It's not an easy road to heaven. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Things are getting easier every day. No. No. Before we are crowned, we must fight. You are in a battle. Hey! Did you hear that, preacher? Did you think you'd just smack your silky little lips and get up and the choir got all done and you'd just be all easy and smooth? Choir's behind you, boy. They could turn on you in any moment, rush you with their gowns on. Make sure they're saved, fella. At least they'll have a little mercy on you. Ooh. Say amen. Are you hearing me, preacher? Oh, I don't want to hear this. Oh, I'm in a temporal circumstance. It's terrible. You're going to be crowned only when you go through a battle. Before we can enter heaven, we must travel many weary roads. Well, what road is this? Oh, it's the road of temporal circumstances. Come on, stop griping. Man, it's dusty. Man, look at all them bears and lions and bears and wolves and lions and bears and wolves, ho ho. Bears and lions and wolves, ho ho. Bears and lions and wolves, ho ho, huh? Look at all these trouble and look at all these temporal circumstances. Don't they ever quit? No. Now that'll stop you questioning and doubting. I wonder if this will ever end. No. Not to doubt that. It'll go on and on and on until you leave. That's one less thing to doubt, isn't it? Praise God. Never doubt. Never doubt that. You're always going to have some kind of a circumstance. Oh, brother, I'm really going through again. Well, go through. Go through. Don't try to drag everybody else through their knot hole. Oh, I'm having such a hard time going through. But how about all the people that you're affecting while you're going through? You're not going through. You're sitting there. I mean, our belief helps us in trouble, but it doesn't allow us to escape from trouble. No, you don't escape from trouble. You got trouble. Trouble right down here in River City. It's all over. Oh, trouble. One more trouble, I think I won't be able to make it. One more thing. God, what next? Huh? Well, hey, don't worry about what's coming next. You've got a hard time taking care of what you got with right now. Man. One thing at a time. One trial at a time. Don't worry about getting one or the one you had yesterday. You got one right now. Isn't it good to die to yourself daily? Leave yesterday's trial so you can get up with a new strong body of faith and you know, take on bigger burdens? Hey, that's just being honest. Don't lie to yourself. Huh? Sometimes, this person will change. I just know it. I know, by faith I claim it. You're walking away with hatchets and knives and darts all over you. Now they change, they're able to throw better. And never miss now. But anyway, it's through much tribulation that we inherit the kingdom of heaven. I don't just walk up there. When are we going to get there? It seems like it's a long way. Oh, here's a nice park bench. I think I'll just sit here. Look at these lovely flowers. Don't put your hand in there. There's a lot of snakes down inside there. Hey, it's right. Oh, the faces. God, the faces I'm seeing on the radio right now, man. They're just, oh, don't look like that. It's just, I'm just giving you the truth. You might as well laugh your way through. Laughter, that's your strength. It says the laughter of your Lord is your strength. Got to get the right vibrations vibrating in between these thyroid glands here, and it shakes your whole body up with the right thing. Up and down, huh? What are you telegraphing to your body right now, anyway? See, you're saved by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You're saved out of things. What kind of word are you putting out? I ain't going to make it. You don't even dare put your hand down them flowers of snakes. You heard the guy, didn't you? Now, it's through much tribulation that we make it to heaven. Really? Ooh. Wow. Well, don't you? You can't turn back now. The light is on the front of your feet. You turn around, the lights go out. Blip, boom. And there's more darkness back there. It's getting darker. Now a Christian, when he is full of faith, passes through affliction with a song. When you're full of faith and afflictions come, you're going to have to learn to pass through with a song. With a song in my heart. Isn't there a song like that? I believe the unreachable you. With a song from the start. What makes you feel better? Oh, the world even knows that. When they're scared, they whistle. Ooh. Ooh. Huh? It does some good, doesn't it? Even dwarves do it. Whistle while we work. I mean, pass through your affliction with a song. You could enter the fiery furnace or the lion's den or be on Mount Carmel. But as long as he lives in the faith move that God gives him, as long as faith maintains its hold, it's alarmed, not alarmed at any stormy sea whatsoever. It's not alarmed that there's a stormy sea. So what? And as long as faith maintains its hold, fear is a stranger. You'll know him when he comes. But at times during great tribulations, Christians begin to fear. And you'll be overcome at times. And you think, I've been left here to die in despair. And the question will come again. O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? Why did Peter doubt? Well, he looked too much at the second cause, and he didn't look very little at the first cause. And I think the reason you doubt is because you are looking too much at the things that are seen. Well, just look over there. Look what happened over there. And look what's happening over there. And look what's happening over there. And look. I don't think we look enough at our unseen friend, who is behind all of our troubles, and I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that's there to deliver you. And so here is Peter, and Jesus says, come. And Peter immediately obeys, and to his surprise, he actually starts to walk on this water. Wow, he says, this is great. And now he starts to wonder, well, what kind of a man is this that can ask me to walk on water, and I'm able to walk on this water, and just then a blast of wind whistles in his ear, and he says to himself, uh-oh, there's a big wave, another fine mess I got myself into, me and my big faith, your faith. Okay, sip, down he goes. And somewhere in his brain he says, you're going to go under. Hey, Pastor, you've said that a dozen times. I'm going to go under. It's gone down. And when he shuts his eye to the waves and shuts his ears to the roar, he focuses himself on Christ, not the troubled sea. That Christian can go right on through. Peter could have crossed the ocean. But he got his eyes on his friends and the waves and the roar of the wind. And so you see, the reason for Peter's doubt was that he looked at the second cause and not the first cause. And now that is the reason why you doubt. You get to looking at second causes. Why are you in despondency about temporal affairs today, you listening? I'm so despondent, I can hardly talk, I can hardly breathe, I can hardly think of anything else. My God. What is the reason you are in trouble? Because you say, I never was in such a condition as this in the whole of my life. And waves of trouble come upon me that never stops. I've lost one friend and then another. My business is sinking, and the bill collectors are moving in. The roar of the bill collectors knocking on the door sounds like an echo at Fort Knox, and I ain't got no gold. My ship is beached. Whatever is going to happen to me, and you listening out there that are bound with a fear like that, and a doubt like that. No, and on top of it, mine enemies are compassed about me in every way, in my own house, and in the house of God. They're all around me, Lord, to cut me up and to destroy me. They hunger and thirst for my blood. They want me to go under. Is that what you're saying, Pastor? And stop looking at your enemies. You know why I stop? They will always be there. That's another thing you never have to doubt. We're dispelling a lot of these doubts. You never have to doubt this. Your enemies, they're faithful. They're faithful until death do you part. Well, some of them will even make up with you. But they are still an enemy. They'll always be there. What are you looking at them for? There they are. Pull the shade on them. And every once in a while, you'll get up and go up and take a peek out of the curtain, out of the shade. They're still there. Stop peeking. Open the shade. They're going to be there. Always. Beware when all men speak well of you, the Bible says. That's one thing I don't have to beware of. Oh, but Lord, they're out there to cut me up. Stop looking at your trouble and look to God who sent it to you. You mean to tell me that God sent this trouble to me? Is this a reward for all of my good deeds? Yes. God sent this to you. And see, you are looking at yourself and not at God who dwells in you, richly in you, and promised to sustain you. You have forgotten to look onto Jesus Christ, and let me remind you that he is able to keep you under that hour. He is able. No, the bank says, we're sorry, we just can't carry you anymore. Well, I had to laugh at the bank. I went up there and we got a loan that was almost $200,000 down to $133,000. And I said, I would like you to drop the interest rate on this thing because the interest rate has dropped drastically and I want to redo this thing and get this payment down. Oh, no. No, we're going to hold you right at where you were, bottom line. See, the bank can drop you, but Jesus Christ will never drop you. I'm going to have to go to the author and ask him what to do. Lord, I have a doubt here. What should I do concerning the bank? Well, I just got the answer. Go to another one. Hey, it works. Seen it firsthand right here on the stage. Wonderful. Yeah, go to another one. I'm waiting to find out which one. That's the way it works, though, isn't it? God will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. And you know what? It'll probably be some worldly banker. Huh? With bad breath and a great big cigar and mean and, you know, buttons popping off his suit and big, fat, bulging eyes. But he will sure look good to me because God sent him. Well, you don't believe that? I do. In the Bible, God used a donkey, used a jackass. I'm somewhere in between Billy Graham and the Jackass. I don't know exactly where. But see, I'm available. I'm available when I'm full of fear and doubt. I'm available when I don't know which way is up. But nevertheless, I'm available. I sure ain't saying a whole lot for you. Well, hey, you ain't nothing to brag about either. And if you are, you're going to sink. The Bible says you can do nothing without me, and I'm learning that more and more every day. Now, Jesus ain't going to drop me. The bank can drop me on my head 7 times a week, but Jesus won't do it. See, you're only going to work out what he worked in you, his faith. You're to be, the Bible says, a vessel. Don't doubt, old soul, but start to believe. And do you mean my trouble is sent by God? Yep. Yep. He sent the trouble to you. 5'8", black hair. Or a teenager. He sent it to you. Thanks a lot, huh? No, he sent you that. You know what? If he sent it to you, he's the author, and he's going to show you how to live this thing and how to get out of it. Isn't that wonderful? He'll show you how to maintain and how to live and how to have joy and how to sing right through an affliction. Now, that's victory. And you know, when you have the first victory, don't sit on top of a victory. Go on to the next victory, which ensues a lot of trials that are out there. Oh, I'm going to sit on top of this sweet victory. And everybody goes, wow, what a trophy of faith for you. Wow. Well, they get tired talking about you after a while, especially when this great big victory turns to stink and dung because you're sitting on it. No, go on. Go on to the next thing. I oftentimes in my ministry say, hey, you know, what next? Now you're going to plan it. No. Now you got this caper going. Oh, no, the liver caper. And oh, no, the turkey caper. Oh, the potato caper. Oh, what next? Oh, wow. Oh. God sent me that trial. Last week we got in 40,000 pounds of potatoes. We were wondering whether we should give them all away or keep a few. I says, no, give them all away. God will send some more. An hour later, 37,000 more pounds came in. Now I got to call next week and I got to get rid of 37,000 pounds of loose potatoes. What a trial! That just floors people. Oh, no. Poor guy. 37,000 pounds of potatoes to get rid of? How about all the hungry people out there? That isn't a trial. You take the eye and you move it over, see, and it's a trail. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Thank you, Dale. Happy trials to you. Huh? Happy trails. Change the eye. Move it around a little bit. God measures out your trials, your medicine. Does medicine always taste good? Open up, cod liver oil coming down. Do they give kids that anymore? Do they? Too many diet, huh? Do they? Put a hand up. Do they give cod liver oil to kids anymore? You living with your grandma? Oh. Oh, they still give it, huh? Oh, yeah. I thought they quit giving that. Right, well, that's what my grandma used to say. And mud plasters. My mother, if I broke my leg, you know what she'd do? Vicks VapoRub, get it out. Your burden was weighed out by God before you were called to bear it. Here's this great big burden over here. And before you were called. Paul, your burden awaits you. What? You try to act like we don't hear it. Burden? Who, me? Over here, come and get your burden. I wait it out. It won't be too heavy for you to bear. Come on over and get it. And up it goes on your back. God gave it to you. Oh, my aching back, you see. The same God that gave you joy has now plowed you up with grief. The question here today is, will you believe God in a trial? Will you? How many are going through a trial right now? Will you believe God in it? You see, the trial brings you patience, and patience brings you experience, and experience brings you what? Faith. And see, listen, what God allows in your life, He also works out. All things, it says, are working together for good. But who called Peter into the water in closing here? And who is with him in the trial of the water? Jesus Christ. Who called you out of the nest and He said, now go fly? When you could barely walk, when you only had two feathers, and He called them wings. Why, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's who. Hasn't He been faithful before? Think back. Oh, I think back standing on this stage in sub-degree below, whether it was only this big, it came over here like this, zoomed up here, cut over here, and cut over to this thing right over here. And I was down here, and there was nobody down here in this building. I said, my God, what a mess I got myself into. How am I going to get out? He says, well, go get you some paint. So I went and got some paint and a flashlight, and I got in here, and I was trying to convince this guy not to play. He wanted to paint this place brown. Brown! So I went and I got these paints, and I painted, see all those little things around there, and the little piece of gold about to right here. And I remember slipping, I had these big boots, slipping off the ladder and bumping my chin all the way down. God. Nobody in here. I think I knocked all my teeth out. And the guy came in, went up there. That's it! That's the color we're going to paint it! I said, great. Well, the time I got caught downstairs, I was inside this big round pipe, and it's up about 20-some feet, and it started to let go from the ceiling. I'm all by myself. I thought, oh, my God, don't let this thing fall down. My hands are cold. And I got hooked on a screw, a sheet metal screw up inside her, and I was like this in this pipe. My pants were hooked. I couldn't go back and I couldn't go forward. And I was down inside his pipe and I thought, oh God. And the thing was going, God, help me. And I thought, what if this pipe lets go and it flattens out? I won't be able to get out. Oh, another fine mess you got me into. You remember that, Mick? And I had this great big ugly thing up here. I thought that's where that big thing there. I had a heating system coming this way. It didn't work. Didn't work. I can tell people a whole lot of things not to do. Anyway, I have to start to add up the victories. I believe any Christian that looks back and is honest with God is astonished at where he is at. Trial number 10,104. Made it through all those trials. Well, who do you suppose helped you get through them? Check out your mileage. Before you condemn yourself, look at the roadmap and all of the sin that you drove right on by. Stop doubting your salvation. Let me ask you, are you doubting it? Well, I feel so much sin in my life, in closing, for you people that aren't saved. My thoughts are so bad. I feel like such a hypocrite. And all these things have become like a roaring sea to me. I don't think, I can't look for Jesus. I'm not worthy. Well, you better get to looking for Jesus, because he's out there and he's waiting for you. But I'm so hardened. Oh, if I could only cry. This person said, hey, there's one thing about me, I cannot cry. I said, well, don't worry about it. Crocodiles cry just before they eat you. You got great big tears. It's a fact. So what does that mean? You don't cry. You feel bad sometimes? Yeah, but tears won't come. I said, they ain't got nothing to do with receiving Jesus Christ. And he received Jesus Christ, and for the first time in his whole life, he bawled like a baby. My friend, have you forgotten God is greater than your heart? Maybe you're listening today and you're having all kinds of problems. Stop looking at the second causes. Christians, listen, stop looking at second causes. Sin that so easily besets us. Conditions that overpower us and temptations that crowd in upon us. And let's all look on to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. For he is trustworthy, he is faithful, and he is without sin. He is our salvation, he is our faith and joy and peace and law, confidence and white out. Is there any good reason to believe? Yeah, there's a lot of good reasons to believe. I happen to be one of them. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're listening to me on the radio today or tape or you're sitting out there, you're saved. I know on whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep me unto that hour which I have committed to him. Stop wondering and doubting. You are a child of God, and simply look to the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you have to lose? If you're sitting out here today and you don't have Jesus as your personal Savior, what have you got to lose? Nothing. You need an author and you need a finisher of your faith. Is there anyone out here in this audience that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? You can know him today, right there. You came to the right place. What's your name? Sherry. Is this aunt? Are you an aunt? Sort of like a stepmother. Well, from Canada. Oh, that's interesting. Is there anyone in here that is not sure of their salvation? Anybody? You can just put your hand up and say, I would like to know for sure today. And you know what? You can know for sure today. Now, if you've already gone to the Lord, don't doubt it. Sometimes people get doubts and they say, I'm not sure. Well, that's just doubt. Dispel it. If you've asked Jesus into your heart and you're born again, that's it. But if you haven't, then you got doubt, then there's a reason for it. Is there anyone in here that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? You can have him today. Sir, are you born again? Are you born again? Can I pray with you before you go? Yeah. I knew the Lord sent you here. And honey, are you born again? Okay. How about you, ma'am? Want to miss anybody? Got a little fishing to do here. Oh, don't ask me. You've asked me a dozen times. Don't you ever remember? Is there anyone here? Anyone else? Honey, come on back here. Come on back here in the aisle here. Okay, maybe. I'm going to go over here and hold hands over here. You want to hold his hand there? Okay. Just pray with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus,
I am a sinner.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And save me.
And save me.
And now, Jesus.
And now, Jesus.
Baptize and fill me.
Baptize and fill me.
With God's Holy Spirit.
With God's Holy Spirit.
Give me wisdom and knowledge.
Give me wisdom and knowledge.
Peace, joy, and love.
Peace, joy, and love.
And Lord.
And Lord.
A new language.
A new language.
To praise your holy name.
To praise your holy name.
Praise God, I am saved.
Praise God, I am saved.
And filled.
And filled.
With God's Holy Spirit.
With God's Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Are you going back to Canada now, are you?
No.
Oh, you're going to stay down here, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, with your stepmom?
Yeah, I don't have parents to go back to. They disowned me because of my medical problems.
Oh, you got some medical problems? Yeah. What, you want prayer for that?
Yeah.
Okay, any specific thing?
Emotional and seizure disorders.
Emotional.
Go with your chill, chill.